We're on Chavov Amud Aleph at the top. I want to just go back a little bit and catch up to where we were. Okay, the Gemara is discussing the case where somebody said, Kulchem Asurim, and we found somebody eating his figs or whatever, and he said, they're Asur to all of you. And then he found out that his father or his brothers were there. He never would have asked it to his father and brothers. So he said, if I would have known they were here, I would have said, you're all Asur, except for my father. So since he wouldn't have changed his neder, we don't say neder shehuter mitzasa huter kulo. We say that he excluded his father. So the father's mutter and the rest are Asur, and the neder remains. Everybody agrees in that case that you don't say neder shehuter mitzasa huter kulo. However, where is the case where Rabbi Akiva holds that neder shehuter mitzasa huter kulo, where he says, if I would have known my father's there, I would have said so-and-so's usher and so-and-so's usher and left out my father. There he would have changed the neder completely. So therefore, it's neder shehuter mitzasa huter kulo. That's what Rabba says. Now we're up to Chavov Amud Aleph. Rava Omar, Rava argues on that, and he says just the opposite. Well, not just the opposite, but close to the opposite. The kulei alma kol heicha da Omar ilu ha'isi odeya sha'aba b'neichem ha'isi Omar ploni uploni asurim va'aba mutter kula mutarim. Right? Everybody's mutter. That's neder shehuter mitzasa huter kulo. Everybody agrees that if he would have changed the nusach, then everybody, even the Rabbanim who argue in Rabbi Akiva, would say that what's it called, that neder shehuter mitzasa huter kulo. Unlike Rabba, who said that's where they argue. Lo nechleku, so where does Rabba hold they argue? Ela ba'omer ilu ha'isi odeya sha'aba b'neichem ha'isi omer kulchem asurim chutz me'aba. There, Beishamai Savri Lokarab Meir, the Omer Tfos Loshin Rishon, Beishamai, who says we don't say Neder Shehuter Mitzasa Huter Kulo, says that we go after what he said, the first thing he said. When somebody says two different things that either are contradictory or one qualifies the other, the Iker is the first thing. That's what Meir holds, Tfos Loshin Rishon. And therefore, since the Loshin Rishon was Kulchem Asurim, and he still kept that. He didn't change that Kulchem Asurim. He just, what's it called, took out the father. There Beishamai holds that we don't say Neder Shehuter Mitzasa Huter Kulo. Ubeisil Savri Lok Reb Yossi. And Beisil holds like Reb Yossi. And that's what Rabbi Akiva also holds. The Omar Bigmar Dor of Omnis. The person's also, what he says in the end is also important. The case is, what's it called, where a person said, Tmuras zu ola tmuras behema zu tmuras ola tmuras shlamin. Shaila is just the first thing, how? Can't be both. What's it called? So he meant the first one, and the second one is bottle. Or no, it's both. And he has to buy an animal, and half the money he gives ola, half the shlamin. So since the Gemara Dvarav Adam Nitbas, and therefore what he said, which he didn't say to begin with, is also significant. Therefore, it's neder shehuter mitzasa huter kulo. Rashi. So it comes out that Rava holds that the case where they argue is the case where he didn't change, but if he did change, everybody holds neder shehuter mitzasa huter kulo. Rava holds no. If he changed, that's where the machlokas is. And if he didn't change, no, just the opposite. Where he didn't change, that's where the machlokas is. And where he changed, everybody holds neder shehuter mitzasa huter kulo. Okay. Rashi, dekulei alma lo nechleku ba'omer mitchila bichlal hariza aleichem korban v'shuv omar ilu ha'isi odeya sha'aba v'neichem ha'isi omar ploni uploni asurim v'aba motor hol v'sof parton. Right. Since in the end he changed and said I would have made the neder completely different, so the original neder is bottled. Afilu Beishamai modu de chahai gavna hoel v'huter mikzaso v'tok dibura huter kulo. Here even Beishamai is maskim that huter mikzaso huter kulo. And that's where Rabba says the machlokas is. Lo nechleku ela dehoder klal deomar kulchem asurim chutz me'aba. Where is the machlokas where he didn't change? He just qualified it by saying that the father is excluded. The Beshame Savri Lakra Meir, the Omer Tfos Lashon Rishon, the Azlinu Bosar Hu Ruba, the Omer Kulchem Asurim, the Lo Amrinim Mishahutra Mitzasahutra Kula. Since in the end and in the beginning, the Iker of what he said in the beginning is the same, there Beshamai says we don't say Hutra Mitzasahutra Kula. Ubeshil Savri Lakra Biosi, the Omer Migmar Dvor of Abnisbas, the Omer Chut, that since he said, what's it called, he did qualify and say Chutz Me Abba. Right, I wouldn't have made this neder like this. I would have made it, but I would have excluded my father. The mitol dibura huter mitzaso, the omar chutz me'aba huter kulo. Since the what he said in the end is also an ikker, so it's considered a change in the neder completely, and therefore the first neder is batal. Okay, so now we have machlokas Rabba and Rava. Where is the machlokas, and where does everybody agree? Okay, Eisve. Rav Papa la Rava. So Papa asked on Rava. Ketzer Omer Rabbi Akiva Neder Shehuta Mitzvah Shehuta Kula. Rabbi Akiva says the same thing as Beis Hillel. So where did Rabbi Akiva say that Huta Mitzvah Shehuta Kula? Konim, in the following case, Konim She'eni Nehenu L'Kulchem. Person made a neder that I'm not going to, what's it called, have Hanor from any of you. Hutur Echad Mehem Hutur Kulam. In that case, where one is Mutter, they're all Mutter. Because what's it called? We'll see what the case is in a second. What's it called? So if any one of them becomes mutter, then since he made them all dependent on each other, all of you are osir. But if one becomes osir, mutter, then all of them aren't osir anymore. Therefore, hutur mitzvah, hutur kula. Once part of the nether becomes mutter, the entire nether becomes mutter in that case. She'eni nehena lo lezeh velo lezeh lezeh. Right, but if he made it separate, he said, I'm not having Hanoah from you, or from you, or from you, each one separately, then Hutur Arishon Hutur Kulam. Since he made them dependent, Lechora, on each other, not you, and not you, and not you, so as soon as the first one became Mutur, they're all Mutur now. Because the first one where he said you, and then said and you to the other one doesn't exist anymore, and all the other and yous fall off. Hutur ha'achron, ha'achron mutter, v'kulam surim. But if the end one is mutter, or any later one from the first one, so from that one on is mutter, and the ones before him, what's it called, from that one on is mutter, and the ones before him are osir. So therefore, if the last one becomes mutter, right, everybody before him is osir, and he's mutter, if it's the last one that's mutter, because nobody was dependent on him. So that's the what's it called? So then ha'achron mutter v'kulan asurin. So Mora says bishlam al Rabba. According to Rabba, so we have two cases over here. Well, really three cases. We have the case where he said kulchem, and then he excluded the father, okay, or he excluded somebody, and then so all of them are mutter. Then we have the case where he said each one separately, and the first one became mutter. So all of them become mutter because they all are dependent on the first one. And then he had the case where he said each one separately, and the last one became mutter, then nobody's mutter except the last one. The Shemur says, Bishlam of the Rabba, Mokim lo the Reisha, the Omer lezeh ulezeh, the Sefer, the Omer lekulchen. Right? Those are the three cases in the Braisa. Let's see, let's Rashi till here. Ketzer Amar Rabbi Akiva Neder Shuta Miksasu Tukulo Dizehu Kebeis Hillel. Rabbi Akiva holds a Kebeis Hillel. The Plige Rabbanan Olay. The Amri Lohuter Kulo the Hanukkah Beis Shammai. And the Rabbanan in the Mishnah is like Beis Shammai. So the same machlokas Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan in the Mishnah is the same machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Brice. Shani Nehen Lizel Lizesh Porta. If he separated and said each one separately, then Hutru Kulam the first Brice will come on. Bishlam of the Rabba, the Omer, the Bekulchem, lo plige. According to Rabbu, says that everybody agrees that if he said Kulchem and didn't change the Neder, just excluded the father, everybody holds that we don't say Neder Shehutur Mitzvah Hutur Kulo, because the initial Neder is still in its place. Ela Biploni Uploni, and the only place where the Machlokas is where he said, I would have said, what's it called, each one separately and not included the father, so he would have made a different nether. That's where the machlokas is. Okay, That's what Rabba says. Lo kasha le hach braisa. This braisa is not a kasha. Why? De mataritz lo reisha kesefa. The sefa kareisha. Diktani reisha. Rabbi Akiva omer hutru kulan. May Rabbi Hecha de parat. She omer sheini nehen lezeh lezeh. Right? Velo bekulchem. So our Mishnah, he would say this the following. Rabbi Akiva said that neder shehutr mitzasa hutr kulo is talking where he said kulchem. And then in the end, he said, I would have been mefarid. So then it's what's it called, neder shehutr mitzasa hutr kulo. Rabbi Akiva, and it goes like Rabbi Akiva, domer kabeisil. Behind the kamer, lo nechleku ele bohaisi omer ploni uploni asurim, the abba mutter upligi rabbonin aleid Rabbi Akiva, the ksavri bishami. And the case where they argue is the case where he said, had I known that my father was there, I never would have answered everybody, I would have answered separate people. The sefer, and the sefer, diktani kulam asurim, right, and the sefer which says that they're all asur, right, moki lo de omer kulchem, the divrei hakoli. Right, the bekulchem asurim lo pligi Rabbi Akiva rabbanan. That's what Rabbah holds. That where I said kulchem and I didn't change my nether, I would have kept the nether kulchem. I just would have excluded the father. There, everybody holds that we don't say nether shehutr mitzvah shehutr kulo, and they all remain osur except for the father. Kidamrina, that's both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and Rabbi Akiva and the rabbanan. The kulei alma heched the kamer kulchem kulam asurim. The hashta sefer the reisha the tani hutar harisha hutar kulan. So now in the brisa, the first case of the last cases, right, where it says that if the first one became mutter, then they're all mutter, right? Lo deik ela le sefer the sefer kedikomer, right, right. So the hashta sefer the reisha, it's talking in a case where he started off by saying each one separate, and they're all dependent one on the other. Okay, ela le didoch you rava the rava. The Omer b'kulchem plige. You hold that even in the case of kulchem is a machlokis. And in the case where he says I would have changed my nether and specified each person, everybody agrees that what's it called? We say nether shehutr mitzvah shehutr kulo. The opposite of Rabba. Right? But the case where they argue is the case where they said kulchem. Right? And they're still, what's it called? Beis Shammai and the Rabbanan hold that you say neder shehutr mitzvaso hutr kulo, even though the initial neder remains, right? L'rova domer kulchem plige. Heichi mokminin lo lebraisa. How does the braisa work out? In which case is the braisa talking? Bishlam areisha diktani dom Rabbi Akiva hutr echad mehen hutr kulon de plige rabbanon alei. Right, in the ratio where Rabbi Akiva said if one becomes mutter, they all become mutter. Mokim lo dekamer kulchem. You could say it's talking, Rabbi Akiva there holds that when you said kulchem, what's it called? Neder shehutr mitzvah shehutr kulo. Velo apik ele kediktani Rabbi Akiva, upligi rabbanan leid Rabbi Akiva kebeisil. And the rabbanan argue on Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva holds like beisil, and the rabbanan like Beis Shammai. Right? And the case is talking where originally he said kulchem, and then he said, I would have excluded my father. That's where the machlokus is. Right? Ela. We'll go a little bit further. We'll go back to this anyway. Now the sefer, the omer lezeh ulezeh, right? Rabbi Akiva he, amai pligi rabbanon alei. The amras divrei akol mutter. But in the sefer where he said the chatchila lezeh ulezeh, right? And he wouldn't have changed it. He just what's it called? Then why are there? Is there a machlokas bechlal? Why is there an argument whether hutr mitzvah hutr kul or not? When Rava said in the case where he didn't change, everybody holds, where he did change, everybody holds that what's it called, neder shehutr mitzvah shehutr kulo. Machlokas is only where he didn't change. Ela seifa deresha, the omer lezeh lezeh hutr arisha hutr kulo, kediktani la, v'rabbi akiva hi, v'lo rabbanan, kediktani keitzer omer rabbi akiva, u'mashin pligi rabbanan aleis, mashin, it's only rabbi akiva, meaning only Beis Hillel too. In the case where he said I would have changed the nether, Rava said everybody agrees that it's mutter. So the chara over here we see it's a machlokas. That case it's only Rabbi Akiva says it's mutter. The hashelo daik seifa the seifa duresha. The hashelo motzi Rava la okmi le divrei akol the bekulin asurim lekaman depoli. Can't say in the case where all of you are usher. except for my father. That's where Rava holds it. Everybody holds, what's it called, that they remain osur. Lekaman de poligafilu Rabbi Akiva. Avahaka diktani hutru kulan rabbanim pligi ale. How could the rabbanim argue according to Rava? This is a case where everybody l'chora should agree. Okay, we'll start from here tomorrow, but that's a kashan Rava.
We're on Chavov on the days. We'll go back to Chavov on the Aleph. Start back from the middle of Chavov on the Aleph. Eishvei Papa, just Eishvei Papa the Rava. We're bringing down our brisa. Ketzer of Rabbi Akiva never shuto mitzvasa hutul kula. Seems that this brisa only goes according to Rabbi Akiva, who is the same as Beis Hillel. That neither shuhutu mitzvasa hutu kula, but according to Beis Shammai, not according to Rabbanan, not. So how's the case? So konim sheni nehani lekulchem. If you made a neder and said, "I'm not going to have hanor from any of you," hutu echad mehan, and then you found out one was a father, or for some reason one of them became mutter, hutu kula. They say neither shuhutu mitzvasa hutu kula, and they all become mutter. She'eni nehem elo v'zeh, v'zeh, hutur harishon, hutur kulam, hutur ha'achron, ha'achron mutur, the kulam asuim. And the middle case is where he says, she'eni nehem elo v'zeh, if one of them becomes mutur, all of them are mutur. And at this point, the Gemara doesn't make a difference between first one, last one, or whatever, anyone. It just happens to say the first one is an example. Okay, but if the last one became mutter, right, it's the next case, then all of them are asur except for the last one. So one. Then we don't say neither mitzvasa hutur kula. So three cases. The first two cases we do say, the second case not. So Moshe says, Bishlam al Rava, Rava makes a difference. When do we say neither shehutur mitzvasa hutur kula? Only if you change what you would have said to begin with. But if you maintain it, then what's it called? You don't say never shuhutukula. For instance, if you said, if I would have known my father's there, I wouldn't have said kulchem, I would have said each one separately, then we say never shuhutukula. But if you said, I would have said all of you, and I would have excluded my father, then we don't say never shuhutukula. So according to Rabba, so mokin la reisha, the omer lezeh ulezeh, the sefer, the omer lekulchem, the reisha that says that we do say neder shehutu mitzvaso, why hutu kulo, is talking where you said, what's it called, I would have said, you said b'chatchila kulchem, and then you said, oh, if I would have known my father was there, use that case, that the echod is the father, I would have said, what's it called, this one, this one, this one, and not included the father. It would have changed the nether completely. Therefore, we say nether shehutu mitzvaso hutu kulo, and that's the case where they argue, and that's only according to Rabbi Akiva. So it fits very nicely. Right? The Sefer, the Omer Lekulchem, and the Sefer where it says that only the last one is mutter, but everybody else isn't. Aser is talking where he said, had I known, I would have said Lekulchem except for my father. And that's the case where everybody agrees, even Rabbi Akiva, even Beis Hillel, that you don't say never shehutu mitzvaso hutu kulo. That's Rabba. Ela l'didoch, but according to you, Rava, right? Where everybody agrees that what's it called, that even that Rabbi Akiva holds, even if you change, it's never shehutu mitzvaso hutu kulo. And the Rabbanan agree that if you don't change, you do say neder shehutu mitzvaso hutu kulo, right? So then what's it called? No, that if you change, everybody holds that neder shehutu mitzvaso hutu kulo. And if you don't change, that's where Rabbi Akiva holds that you don't, that you do say neder shehutu, and the Chachamim argue, or what's it called, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai argue. So then, Reisha mokim lo de omer lekulchem, the Reisha that says that neder shehutu mitzvaso hutu kulo, you can say he's talking the case where, what's it called, you said kulchem, and then you said, what's it called, I would have changed and said lezer lezer, right? Ella, okay, now go back to where we're going. Ella, sefer, to omer lezer lezer, But the Sefer, where it says that if I would have known, I would have said, Lazel, Lazel, Rabbi Akiva, he, right? Why is that only Rabbi Akiva? Am I pleading Rabbanan Alei? But Amras Divrei HaKol Mutar. Right? Umaisi, you said that in the case where the guy would have changed his nether, everybody holds its mutar. So why is it only going to Rabbi Akiva that it's mutar? The middle case, in other words. The middle case where he said that if I said Lazel, Lazel, right, then if one became mutter, they all became mutter. What? What's it called? Why is what's it called the middle case only according to Rabbi Akiva? It should be according to everybody. Because according to Rava, right, if you said I would have changed the nether, everybody agrees that nether shows or mitzvah so to kulo. The only place they argue is if you didn't change the nether. Okay. Omer le Rava, ula Rabba le Rabbi Akiva miyicha. Right, according to Rav also, it doesn't work out. Why? The minicha sefer, look at the end case. Right? The mamokim lo the omer lekulchem. Right? So, the case where in the sefer, where only the last guy is mutter, and not what's it called, anybody before him. How are you going to say, what's that case talking about? Well, you said lekulchem, right? And then you said that I wouldn't have changed. Right, according to Rabbah. I wouldn't have changed it. I would have said Kulchem except him. And then, what's it called? That's where the everybody agrees that it's what's it called. You don't say Neder Shehutu Mitzvah Shehutu Kulo. So, Hai Dinu Rishon, Hai Dinu Akhra. Who's the first one? Who's the last one? What difference does it make if it's the last one or the first one? Anyone would be the same halacha. Right? That person is Motu and everybody else is Asur. Ela, you have to say a different pshat bichlal in this brisa. Ela reisha the omer lekulchem. The sefer, the first, the reisha is talking where you said lekulchem, right? And you didn't change the nether, and therefore, what's it called? It's only Rabbi Akiva who says that nether shehuta mitzvah huta kulo, right? According to Rava, that's why Rava is explaining it, and the rabbanon there would hold you don't say nether shehuta mitzvah huta kulo. How about the sefer? The Sefer, Kagon Shit Kloim Zebazeh. Sefer is not talking about whether you changed or not. The Sefer is a different thing altogether. The Sefer is talking like we understood it to begin with, very partial. And the Rishonim, the Ram here over, what was the Havamin of the Gemara? Why did we think it was different? But in any case, now the Gemara comes back to what seems to be the simple reading of the Braisa, where you made them dependent one on the other. The Omar Ploni, Kiploni, Uploni, Kiploni. Right. This one's Osir, and this one like him, and this one like him. So if the first one became Osir, Mutter, then the whole string becomes Mutter. But if the last one became Mutter, only he's Mutter, everybody else, what's it called, is not dependent on him. And if anybody in the middle became Mutter, so anybody before him is Mutter, anybody after him is still Osir. Dekanami, the Tanya, Hutorhem Soi, Henenu Lamata Mutarim. If the middle one became Mutar, everybody after him is Mutar, because they're not dependent on him. And everybody before him, Mutarim Lamal, Asur, everybody, they are dependent on him. And anybody before him is what you call Asur, because they're not dependent on him. Okay, so you see that it's not a case where he changed or whatever and never should have mixed also. It's a different case altogether. It's a case where you made people also because of the one before them. Okay, Rashi. Now let's say for the ratio, the middle case. The Omer, Lezeh, Lezeh, Hutur Harisha, Hutur Kulan, Kiniktanila, Rebbe Akivahi. The ratio of the Sefer. Okay, the middle case, which says that if he said Lezeh, Lezeh, if the first one became Mutter, they all become Mutter, right? And we say that it was only according to Rabbi Akiva and not the Rabbanan, because it says Ketzer on Rabbi Akiva. Mashal Priya, it's Mashal Rabbanan argue on that case. But according to Rava, everybody agrees in that case. You say Neder Shehutu Mitzvah Shehutu Kula. The Ha'amra Sefer, the Omer Ha'isi, Omer Ploni, Uploni, Asurim, Kula Mutarim, the Hashlo Daif Sefer, the Sefer, the Resha. We're only going on the middle case. The Hashla Motzi Rava La Okbil La Divrei Akol the Bekulan Asurin Lekaman Depolit. Right, in the case where what's it called? Where he changed according to Rava, everybody holds that they're Mutter. Afilu Rabbi Akiva, Avahaka Dikani Hutru Kulan Rabbanim Pligiyali. Omer le rova le rapapa, le rabba minichav sefer. How about the sefer of the sefer, the last case? That doesn't work out according to rabba either. The sefer, the tani, the kulam asurim, but my mokit wa, domer le kulcha. Right? So how are you going to say? The last case is talking where he said, I would have said kulchem. I wouldn't have changed. And therefore they all remain asur except for the father. Right? L'chora, why is that? What's it called? Only according to Rabbi Akiva. So no, then hadein hu rishon, hadein hu, who's the first, who's the last? Well, the kulchem tani, stan. Well, my rishon or my nachlon. He said kulchem, where's the first one, where's the last one? If you have to set up that case talking where he didn't change. I can answer them, and there's no question at all. To say for the Tani Rishon, the Akron, it's not talking about the same case of Neder Shulta Mitzasa. It's not talking where you said Kulchem, where you said Lazer, Lazer. It's talking like a Gonshit Klor and Zebazer. It's a new case where you answered each subsequent one. Based on the one before him. The Mikara Omer Kolim Sheni Nehendel is there. First he said, this guy is also to me. The Hadar Omer Ploni Yehei also Kiploni. And then he said, this guy should be like him. So if he becomes Mutter, then the second guy becomes Mutter too. But if the second guy becomes Mutter, the first guy doesn't become Mutter. Because they all are a result of him. But if the last one became Mutter, he remains Mutter, but the other ones before him aren't dependent on him, therefore they remain Osir. Only three people, right? So if number one became Mutter, everybody after him became Mutter, two and three. If number three became Mutter, two and one are not dependent on him. If number two became Mutter, then three is Mutter, but one is still Osir. Okay. Dekanami, the Hachi who did Tani Ahibraisa, Hutter and Soy, and Mandel and Mate and Mutter. The middle one became Mutter, then all those after him are Mutter, and all those before him are Osir. Mandel and Mala, I know how we shown Osir. The Fisha Hain, Kluyan Bob, who ain't no Tali Bohem. Okay, let's go on. Eshve Rav Adabar Avala Rav. Again, Rav is the one who said, that if you didn't change, that's where the machlokas is of neder shehutu mitzasa hutu kula. And if you did change, everybody holds that neder shehutu mitzasa hutu kula. Okay. So eishde rav adamar avla rav. Konim botzel shani toli. Guy said, I'm not going to eat any onions. Shabotzel ravalev. Because onions are bad for the heart. Amrulo bahalo akufri yavalev. Didn't you know that a certain kind of onion, an onion kufri, is good for the heart? So hutter the kufri, right? So the halacha is that what's it called, chatos. If I would have known that kufri is mutter, then what would have I said? We'll see in 1 second. The lo be kufri duvah hutter lo be kol habetzolim. Right? It's not only is he mutter be kufri, he's mutter in all of the slums. He's neder shehutter mitzvah, so hutter kulo. Maisa haya. And it was a maestro, the Tirid Meir, the Chol Abitzolim. My love, the Omer Ilu Ha'isi Odea Shakufri Yopalei Ha'isi Omer Chol Abitzolim Asurim V'Kufri Mutter. Right? Isn't it talking, even in a case where he said that if I would have known that the Kufri is good, I would have said all the Bitzolim are Asur, but the Kufri is Mutter. Alright? And still we say over there that what's it called? That Nebe Shehuter Niksasa Huter Kulo. And this is going according to Reb Meir. Right? So, Lechora, what's it called? It's a Kasha on Rava. Right? Rashi. Havlo Kufri. Botso shall also mock him. It's the name of a place. A place that comes from Kupur. Huter Bekufri. Shall another element also shu Ralule. Hello Bekufri. The Tiru of Meir, the Kisover never shoots a mitzvah, Hutter Kula. You see that he say, never shoots a mitzvah, Hutter Kula. My love, the Omer Ilu Ha'isil Deir, Shakur Fi Yopal Leiv, Ha'isil Omer Kula Mitzvah, Masur Kuli Mutter, even though he didn't change, right, and still it's what's it called, it's, we say, never shoots a mitzvah, Hutter Kula. The Hainu Dumya, the Kulchem Asurim, Chutz Me'aba. Va'afili Ha'achi, Tiru of Meir, Bechol Abitzolim. The Kasha, Bein Rav, Bein Lush. This is a Kasha both on Rav and Rava. Because what's it called? The Ilu the Rabba, the Kulchem, Lo Pligit. the usher. Everybody holds that it's usher if you don't change, according to Rabba. And according to Rabba, that's where the machlokas is. B'hacha kashori Reb Meir. Heicha d'omer b'kulchen. The Rabba kasha d'omer b'kulchen plige. To Beishamei d'asrei shover like Reb Meir. And we said that Beishamei holds like Reb Meir. That what's it called? That toughest lashon rishon. So it can't be that Reb Meir holds that you don't, that you do say never shulta mitzvah shulta kulu in that case. So kasha both on Rabba and on Rabba. So Mara says, lo. The Omer Ilu Haisi Odeh Shakufri Yafalei Haisi Omer Batzel Ploni Uploni Asurim the Kufri Mutter. For Reb Meir Aliba the Rabbi Akiva Aliba the Rabbanan, right? And Reb Meir holds like Rabbi Akiva the Rabbanan in that case, that where you changed, then we say what's it called? Huto Mitzvaso Huto Kula, right? And that's the case where it's okay. But in Achanami and the other, and that's good according to Rabba and according to Rabba. Okay, Rashi. To the case where he would say, I would change my nether completely and say, Lazer, Lazer, and not include my father. The Hainu Ploni, Ploni, Ulhaki Koshar Reb Meir, that's what Reb Meir says, Mutter. The Hainu de Rava, the Omer Ploni, Ploni, Divriakol Mutter. According to Rava, this is with Divriakol. Right, Reb Meir, Aliba de Rebbe Akiva, Aliba de Rabbanin Koshori, Kolomer Aliba de Divriakol. Goes both according to the Rabbanan and according to Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rava, right, that's the case where everybody agrees neder shehutu mitzvah shehutu. So Divrei Hakol Mutter v'Tavayu. Okay. So therefore, some more kasha on Rava, because this is the Kulei Alma. Okay, and according to Rava, you have to set it up that he holds like what's it called? Dafka holds like not Beishamay but Beisilah.